Hey y'all, welcome back to Sin Says. And so in this episode, you're gonna get to hear from one of my first ever roommates, like ever. Her name is Dana. She is a dream. So yeah, go ahead, take a little listen, sit back, relax. It is a long-winded episode, but I promise you it's worth it. Let's get it.
Oh my gosh.
I was literally about to text you like, this is it. This is just not going to work out. It is a monster drive.
I switched to my iPad. I don't know. Maybe that's why. So
that's so funny.
After 17 attempts.
Literally. Okay. Anchor, I really do appreciate you and all the things that you give, but that was silly.
I'm sorry. I guess it's just my phone. I don't know.
I my car, because everybody knows that the original name of my podcast is Car Chats with Sin. So I'm like always in my vehicle. And so when I was in the car and I was like, okay, so the elevator music is still going. I wasn't getting your text. And so I was like, okay, so maybe I'll just send her another link. Like, I don't know what's going on. and then I was like, oh, snap, she texted me. Let me check. Don't text and drive, people. That's not safe.
Exactly why I ghosted you.
No. She's like, But no, amen. So, okay. Dana, I'm going to need you to, like, introduce yourself to the world, to my podcast. You'll get it. You're going to get your own little intro. But you're going to have to tell people who you are before we jump into this little chat-like thing.
I'm Dana, also known as Sanithia's old roommate.
Yes.
ex-Snapchat and Instagram story co-star. Yeah. That's about it. That's all I'm known for.
Clear facts, actually. Okay, was I Quavo and you Takeoff or Offset? What Migo were we?
I don't know. I don't claim them anymore. That's in the past.
Not the ex-Migo right here. She's done with it. We've grown out of our Migo stage, everybody.
Sounds like you're saying Miko.
Migo, hard G. Can you hear me all right? Am I okay?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're fine.
Shout out to Power Beats. Oh, man. So, I mean, this whole episode is literally Sin Says roommates, okay? So you're literally, like, I guess my first, like, official, like, apartment roommate, where it was just me and you in our own apartment. And yeah, I just want to chat about our adventures, the adventures of Dana and Sin, like back in the day.
That we feels like forever ago. I can't believe how long ago did we live together? Like 2016 ish.
Oh, whoa. Don't say that. Hold on. What? We were in the teens. Like, it's crazy. It's 2022.
6 years ago? Oh my goodness.
6 years ago.
So we're okay. A whole child.
We were. We really thought we knew things too. Like, we really thought that we had something going in life.
We did not know anything.
not even a hint. Like, I feel like it's actually quite baffling how much we did not know. In that time, like, but how much we thought we did, like, living at, you know, the illustrious University of California, Riverside. Yes, I did say what I said. And yeah, where were we at? Falkirk? Is that what it's called? Falkirk.
Yeah, at least for the second year that we lived together.
Oh, yes. Oh, let's talk about the first year. Let's talk about that. How did we meet? How did that even happen? Like, you, I feel like you tell the story better than I do. So,
I think you posted on one of the Facebook groups. Maybe it was like the class of like 2018 Facebook group that you were looking for someone to live with, and mm-hmm. we were looking for a fourth roommate, and I was just mm-hmm. like, I clicked your profile, and then I saw the picture of you in the gyms. And I was like, oh, this girl seems kind of cool.
Amen. Cool pics on Facebook, guys.
So, like, I didn't know a lot about you, but I'd rather, like, you know, get to know you first and stuff, like, rather than just going with a random.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think we had either lunch or dinner at Lothian Dining Hall. And
yep, that's crazy.
You said I was standoffish.
Yes! I was like, hold on.
I thought I was being nice, but whatever.
I remember that vividly because y'all are already there. So I was already late per use. That's a thing, fun fact. I'm never on time. Even though I really try. But I was late, and it was my first time wearing, okay, guys, my first time wearing a scarf, like, tied on my head, like, to be cool. And
good.
Dana, thank you. Thank you. I wouldn't have known that by the way that she was looking at me. She just has a very solid resting face, everybody.
It's just my eyebrows. I've changed. They're less arched now.
I always thoroughly enjoyed your eyebrows, okay? Because mine don't want to be what they want to be. But I just remember that being, like, really chill. Like, a very, like, even the standoffishness, I was like, okay, this could work. This could work. That's my favorite thing.
Chill, but standoffish.
Yeah, it's like, she's real chill. But standoffish, and I'm wild. I'm actually insane. And is this going to work out? Like, I'm crazy. And then lo and behold, we found out that we matched each other's energy, and it made sense.
Yeah.
So very happy about that arrangement. But also, yeah, I remember, like, you even saying Facebook, like, groups, like, of our class of.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I wonder if they still do that or not.
I really do. Like, we really.
Who uses Facebook? Maybe there's, like, TikTok ECR class of 2024 or something.
That better not be. They're better.
Like, how do they organize anything? I don't know.
I feel like they have to have something, because remember, like, they had to be virtual, right? We were blessed.
Yeah, I guess maybe they do use Facebook. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm out of touch.
I feel that way too. I feel like our age is showing now. Just saying that, I'm like, I think I don't even. What are the youths use? What are the youths doing? Are you on TikTok? Are you on TikTok?
Not really. Like, I used to browse every now and then, but I barely go on anymore.
I have a problem. I do.
I'm sorry.
I have an actual problem. Like, I get stuck into the hole, and I'm like, oh, I can do this dance. I should do this dance.
Oh my gosh, imagine if we had TikTok when we lived together.
First of all, it'd be a whole different world, because we would have been viral yesterday.
No, I would have been canceled.
Please do tell. Please do share how you would have been canceled. Let the people know.
I don't
know.
I just feel it. Like, my 2016 self.
the whole 2016 self.
Yeah, not she part. Deserved it.
I feel like, I mean, then that means I would have been canceled too. I wrote hard for you. Like, I would have never begun. Like, no renewal. No renewal of season two. I would have just been done.
I think it's a good thing that probably, like, our Snapchats and stuff stayed within Snapchat and not publicized to everybody.
That's true. Because if I had to really know how to work that Musical.ly when it was Musical.ly back then, there's no telling. There's really none.
We had Vine and Dub Smash, though.
I was literally about to mention Dub Smash. And how that curated my love for voiceover so much.
We did a lot of those kind of on Snap.
We really did. They were great. Do you still have a Snapchat?
I have it, but I, like, barely go on. And then sometimes I get, like, a snap every other month. It's like, you know, interesting.
You snap
to see
monthly.
What it is. Yeah, I mean. I don't know. Sometimes I just go on just to see who still uses it.
Same. 100%. Exactly in the same bubble. Because I actually, so I recently forgot my password to Snapchat. And actually, because I had a different phone number when I had my original one. So So I couldn't even like reset it because no email, no nothing. So like I just, yeah, just it was gone. It was gone. So I made a new one. And then I remembered the password. So then I had two Snapchats. I was out here in the streets. And then I deleted it. I was like, I'm never going back on here again. And then
lo and behold. That was a riveting story.
wasn't it revolutionary, right? But
I'll bet. Sin forgot her Snap password.
I did. I really did. It's bad. And then I got a new one and I re-downloaded it because a guy I befriended.
A guy.
A boy. I befriended. Boy. Stop it. I'm going to kick you. I'm going to kick you too far. Oh, shout out. Where are you calling from, Dana? Where are we calling in from?
SoCal, Los Angeles County.
Oh, snap. We got a Cali girl. Thank you, Anchor. Thank you, Anchor, for making this possible. I'm trying to get all my sponsorships.
Yeah, you were supposed to fly me out, but whatever.
The way my bank account is set up, they don't pay me yet. They don't pay me yet. When they do, we'll do an actual live recording. So get ready. Get your eyebrows right. Oh, your new eyebrows. Get your new eyebrows together, Dana. A boy that I befriended had it, and he was really big on like streaks, right? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I was so out of touch. Like, what do you mean, streaks? Oh, people still do that?
Okay. I know. That's my reaction every time too. I'm like, oh, you still do streaks?
Like, you're really out here? Your street.
You're out here sending a picture of like the wall to each other every day.
Literally the wall. Like sometimes it's not even the wall, just dark. You just have like, this is just a dark blank canvas.
Yeah. I remember like in college, one day I just realized I was like, wow, I'm really just obsessing over a little fire emoji. That's literally all it is. It's a fire emoji.
Literally fire. And then when you're not being timely enough, it gives you that little the hourglass and you start to panic.
Yeah, stressed for no reason.
I'm so stressed. Oh god, and snap, I forgot. Mm-hmm. So long story short, I have Snapchat again and I have a streak.
Oh my goodness, you have a streak with a boy.
I have a streak with a boy. That is probably gonna listen to this podcast.
I'm gonna find out who it is and send it to him.
What, the podcast to him?
Yeah.
Oh, he subscribes. He gets notifications when the episodes drop. So shout out to you. You know who you are. Oh man, but okay.
Wow,
so.
We really just went off.
We did. We went really off. That's where we went. But back to being roommates.
Oh, yes.
Right? Isn't that what we're going to talk about?
We're talking about
how we met. How we met, like first encounters into Snapchat.
We barely got past the first stage.
But if you think about it, that's how we were. Like,
I was like, oh. Yeah, that was just our life sophomore year. It was just making videos. Really dumb videos.
Making videos, watching music videos, and random things we could find, and
listening to Genuine.
Oh goodness! Oh,
and the condom challenge.
Oh, but I literally
that's exactly the sound you made in the video.
What? Which one?
You went, oh my! But yeah, that was really fun. I watch that video every now and then.
I too have stumbled upon a condom being on my head. I've watched it a couple of times myself. It stays in a very special part of my Mac.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
I just remember how like I was like, is it happening? Did we die? We did it.
Yeah, it took so many attempts. Mm-hmm. I can't believe like I forgot that was a thing until I saw the video.
Wow, there were so many things that we just got into that who would have known? Who would have thunk that this is that would be something that brought us so much joy?
I remember, like, I mean, like, you're so outgoing and everything, but we spent a lot of time in that apartment doing nothing. And like the only time we would leave probably was just like maybe 2 Filipino club events.
Oh, Katipunan.
I remember Katie. Like whenever we would go to an event, I would cling to you for dear life because I did not know people like you did.
And I was the worst. I was the worst person to cling to. Because I was everywhere. I feel like I was everywhere. I was like running around. Okay, I'm going here now.
I know.
We're talking to this person now. We're doing this.
I know.
But it was always some, like, I felt like I always had a friend in you to be there to observe. Like, because you're really good at, like, I think, chilling me out to, like, literally, I could, like, what's going on here? Like, paying attention to our surroundings.
Interesting.
Literally, I'm like, there's this little thing, little moments.
Oh, actually, okay. We went to basketball games.
We did.
We were like the only like 3 people at the stadium. Like me, you, and Sammy. Why do these girls always come to the games?
They needed us, okay?
I don't know. I thought it was fun. It was just something to do.
Mm-hmm. We really utilized our cards. We did.
Not really.
I feel like because that was free. The games are free, right?
I mean, I don't. But we never went to the gym or anything. I wasted a lot of money on that.
Because
it was
wrong.
Part of our tuition.
Those are big facts. Big facts on the lack of gym. We did not do. We spent a lot of time in our apartment, and it was a lot of fun in our apartment. So I regret nothing about being in it, because it's funny. Because I'm like to imagine. Can you imagine like if 2020 had hit us like in that time, we would have been fine.
Oh yeah,
completely fine.
I know, we would have been so safe.
Like so safe. So chill, so entertained.
Yeah, because Sammy and Urja, they only went to the library.
Literally.
So, like, none of us really went out a lot.
The only thing that would have got me is Urja's friggin' alarm clock.
I was just thinking of that, too.
I probably would have killed her. Like, I think I would have killed the alarm clock or her. One of them, something would have died. Yeah. Like, I don't know how much I could have taken, or her door would have been off, and she would have had to pay for a new door because I was gonna rip it off the hinges because she would lock her door.
If the alarm clock didn't wake me up, the thing that would wake me up is you banging on her door.
You don't understand. Like, I'm a very happy-go-lucky individual until I couldn't even, like, there's not even really words to.
I think you would even take your shoe and slam it on the door.
Be so enraged. Because it would start with the wall, right? I would be like, on the wall. Like, so I didn't have to get out of my bed because I was like, I'm not getting up right now. It's 5 a.m. I'm fine. I should be asleep. And why do you say it? She would set it for 5 a.m. every single day and not get up until 8 every single day.
I know. That was so
dumb.
That was so bad.
I just don't understand how someone could do that to somebody else. I felt so attacked by her. So attacked. And then she was sweet. So it was like, she was mean, you know? I think that probably would have been easier for me to grapple around my head if she was like a B word or something, and I could just be like, oh yes, I can get with you. I can get at her. Like, even though that's not me at all. So probably wouldn't have gotten too far. But it would have been a happy medium. But there wasn't. She was just really, really sweet and really kind, just negligent, and the amount of disrespect that came with that alarm clock. And she snored too, so that didn't help.
I know, but what else did we do? I mean, we went to the school concerts.
We did do that.
We saw Trey Songz. Oh, wait, you know a recent memory I thought about?
What?
You know, like, how they would sometimes have, like, pre-events for the concerts? Like, Spring Splash had, like, this thing at the Bell Tower.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I remember we did this thing where you can, like, spin the wheel or whatever to get a prize if you answer a trivia question, right?
Yeah.
And when they got to me, the question was, like, what did Trey Songz invent? And I didn't really listen to him a lot. So then, like, both you and the person who asked me was getting really frustrated. And you were like, it's something sexual. And I was like, condoms? Trey Songz invented condoms?
Yeah, that's a word. Come on, you can do this, Dana. Don't fail us.
Yeah,
why do I remember that so vividly? Because we took pictures too. I remember that. We took pictures.
Oh, yeah, we took photo booth.
Mm-hmm. And I had a bob. I had a braided bob. Mm-hmm. I wore a gray sweatshirt, my gray Katsi sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. I think I actually stumbled upon those pictures recently. So I gotta pull those out of hiding.
That concert was so fun.
Every concert was, there's nothing like Trey Songz, okay? There's nothing like him. Whew, what a man.
Oh my gosh.
He a baby daddy now. Oh, amen. To each his own.
Anyway.
Love the concerts. I think one of my favorite things was just like sitting and watching TV. And like, really? Yeah, just like, what if I feel like there was a night where we were sitting on the couch.
We watched Straight Outta Compton.
Did we go to the theater for that together?
No, we watched it on your laptop.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
I'm pretty sure that's what we watched.
Is that what we did?
I think okay. So.
How was it? please refresh my memory on this memory.
I don't know. I don't think I watched too much TV or anything with you. I don't really watch TV.
I feel like we watched a lot of like YouTube. Like that's what I was thinking. Like I feel like we watched a lot of YouTube
a lot of
clips.
Old Vines.
Yes, a lot of like
old music videos.
That's what it was. You know, I love a music video. I feel like we bonded.
Oh, you know how we first bonded? Do you remember?
I think I do, but I don't want to be wrong.
What do you think?
I know it has something to do with music.
No, wait.
No?
Yes? Wait.
Yes? Oh my God. I love God.
Yeah.
I love broccoli. You love broccoli.
Yeah. I can't believe you remember.
I remember it.
I think you said that. You said, I love broccoli.
You love broccoli. And you chimed in.
And that's when you said you knew that we'd be friends.
I did. That was the tell. That was actually the best thing ever. I remember where I was sitting. I was sitting at the corner of the table in our kitchen.
Yeah, we were in the kitchen.
And I don't even know what you were. What were you making? Were you cooking?
I don't know. I might have been eating. But
yeah.
Interesting way to bond.
Guys, if you don't love broccoli, what's wrong with you? Change your life.
Thanks, Vine.
Thank you so much, Vine. Thank you, Mary, for creating that song, because I love God as well, period. Wow, I needed that tonight. It's the most special thing. I think, okay, what was one thing? Okay, so we basically talked about first impressions, how I thought you were standoffish and very intimidating. I was like, oh, she's not going to be my friend. And then became my favorite person in the house, and then my roommate, like just my roommate in the next house.
Also, part of the reason why we were both like living together too is because our dorm mates didn't want to live with us anymore.
Is that really what it was? Because I thought Sammy just moved in with her man, right?
Oh no, I'm saying like our freshman year.
Yes, those trifling.
We were both rejected.
We were abandoned. Let's just use the real terms.
I know, but it was we leveled up.
We did. We really did. Yeah, apart from the alarm clock debacle, it was revolutionary. Oh goodness! And that vibrations, those little vibrate, like the vibrating sound I would hear in my room from time to time.
Oh, I think I remember that. Yeah,
because I remember, I think somebody, like the people above us, I'm pretty sure she would just leave him or her would leave their phone on the floor to irritate
them. Oh yeah, I remember that.
Silly, yeah.
It was a good year.
It was full. It was a full time. Man.
I think we covered sophomore year.
Right? I think we did. I think it was great. Yeah. All right. Oh gosh. Junior year. Falkirk.
That was fun, but I know we both like grew apart a little bit.
We did. I never saw you.
I know. And then like you like joined other clubs and it's like, yeah, it's maybe we should
see you later.
Yeah, a new experience for senior year. But I mean, it was still good.
I remember we would snap each other in the house, and I remember a Snapchat. Well, I remember there's two vivid things that like were like super special. Maybe three. There's so many. But I remember you sending me a Snapchat and a spider was crawling down in your face. Was insane. And you like, I think you screamed, and I literally left my room. I was like, oh, no, what happened?
I didn't scream. I just went, oh my gosh.
Anyways, like, it was loud.
Yeah.
To where I had to get, I got out of it. I was like, girl, what happened? She's like, did you look at my snap? And I was like, no, look at my snap.
That apartment had so many spiders.
Little babies.
Oh my gosh. And like before we even moved in, there were a bunch of like freaking cockroaches.
I do remember that. We had many a bomb happen in our home. We had
so many bugs, and there were like so many wasps outside. I would run like just to get inside because there's just so many wasps.
That's when I had my muscles. Because I had to pick up my electric scooter to go down the steps every time I had to leave.
Oh, yeah. Your scooter.
Sylvia.
Your infamous scooter. I feel like everybody knew about it.
They all knew. And then somebody ended up getting one my senior year and would park it next to mine. I was like, what the heck? Like,
they just wanted to be friends.
I didn't like it one bit. They had a whole license plate. I was like, oh, so you registered. Good job. You're doing things correctly. Get off me. Oh, man. So I remember that. That was a really cool memory. And I remember when I went to do like a little, I went off for spring break, and you like made me like a going away like sign. Like you like wrote like have fun like in Arizona.
I remember that.
I have it. I actually still have it. Just wrote, like, you're just like, have a good one. Because I think I wasn't going to see you before I left. I was, mm-hmm. You left before me. And so you left it on my door. And I just was like, she still cares.
I don't even remember that. It sounds like you, though.
Yeah, it was super great. It was like, because you drew like Arizona and everything. I was like, oh, she's artistic. Forgot about that. Gosh, it was great. Oh, yeah. And you braiding my purple dreads. You braided them.
Oh, I remember that. And then like you had like your whole Atlanta shirt on and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. My Falcons. Never ever support the Falcons ever, except for that moment. That year was the first year ever because they went to the Super Bowl. Shout out Falcons. Do better. That's all I got for y'all.
And like I remember living there, like going back to Kati, like we would hear the friendship games practice outside all the time. It's so annoying.
It was so loud. We could see it. We were literally we lived in the field.
And did you do PCN that year or was it the year before?
I think it was the year before. I don't think I did. I think I did it that year too. Yeah. I did it both. I did sophomore and senior and freshman. I think I did all 3 years.
Wow, you were dedicated. I did nothing in that club.
I think I just didn't do my senior year.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't really participate in Filipino club stuff at that point.
Yeah. it just was kind of, I was like, oh, I can't do everything.
So funny, because like neither of us are Filipino.
Not even a little bit. I would say I was Filipino on the weekends. And I remember we took a picture with like, I did it. I was Filipino on the weekends. I don't care what nobody says. At me, boo. I remember being like on the creative team, and I was like the only non-Filipino on the creative team, like, mm-hmm. and like on the board for PCN. And like, mm-hmm. we all took a picture. And I think there was other non-Filipinos, but they were still like of Asian descent. And I remember like seeing the photo, and I was like, oh my God. I don't care what nobody says. I am in here, and I could pass for one of y'all. Mm-hmm. I could have been half Filipino in another life. Like, come on with it. Come on with it. Like, steal it. Where's my lumpia? I want my adobo. I'm ready for all things. Like, please fill me up. Fill me up.
I don't remember too much else from that year.
Honestly. I remember we didn't have a microwave, and so we would warm things up in the toaster oven.
We didn't have a microwave? I thought we did.
I don't think so. I don't think we got one until like later. I think my dad ended up buying one later on.
Oh.
But I think it was like for a couple months we were walking with that toaster oven. And I've never in all life warmed up rice in a toaster oven until then. And yeah. I was like, what am I supposed to do?
For sure.
I do remember that. I remember, like, I mean, it probably wasn't junior year, but I think it could have been sophomore year or whatever. I remember you making fried rice for me or for yourself or something, where I mooched and had some of it. And I just knew, I just knew that this was the best arrangement I've ever been in.
Yeah, I think that was sophomore year, maybe.
Yeah, I was like, she makes fried rice.
I kind of remember, yeah.
So thrilled.
My fried rice is good, okay?
It's, yours is so good. Like, it's better than most things.
It's better than most things.
Yeah, I remember even talking about, like, remember we would talk about how food, like, how our food, like, from our cultures just really mixed very well. Like,
I don't remember rice that and chicken. Conversation, but I believe
chicken.
It.
Did we talk? We talked about chicken feet.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know you ate chicken feet.
What? We talked about this.
I'm sorry. I have a bad memory.
Oh my gosh. And I was like, yes. Oh my gosh. I've never met anybody who likes chicken feet who can do this.
Oh.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. Do you have any memories that are popping out to you?
No, I just remember, like, walking a lot at... Oh! No, I remember. You would steal traffic cones.
Oh, goodness. So this is what we're doing. This is it. You'll put me out like that right now.
This is it. You see our PD or what? Taps. She probably still has it. I don't know.
Actually, my dad actually, I think he still has all my cones. He actually asked me recently. He's like, you still got a couple things here. I was like, what got at your house? And then, and you right now, I'm thinking like, oh my God, you got my cones. I have three of them, bad boys.
Oh my gosh. Well, if he ever needs an emergency traffic cone.
He would use them. I'm pretty sure, because like, he was like the maintenance man at like his apartment complex. So this might be right.
Why does it say UC Riverside?
Or wait, don't worry about it.
What was the food truck called?
Moo Moo's.
No, there was Moo Moo's, and what was the Mexican one? The Chameleon.
And right? I had one. Yeah, there's the Chameleon. There was Moo Moo's.
Oh,
and
then there was like Moo Moo's.
Yep, and then there was a Highlander something that sold burgers.
I think people mostly went to Chameleon and they got mm-hmm. like what, fries or a churro? I don't remember.
Both of those. I feel like it was like, what are those fries called though? They have a name, right? Like, what are they called?
I can't remember.
But it was stacked, man. It was stacked. It was pretty sad. Moo Moo's was my favorite. Like, I don't care what anybody says. The ice cream was
really
bomb.
I feel like I thought that the dining hall had better ice cream. But I like soft serve when it's more icy, and I think Moomoo's was more creamy.
And that was me. I love a creamy cone. But I could never do cones well in the dining hall. Sad. You could. You could.
Wait, were you the one with me when I tried stacking the ice cream up really tall and then it fell over?
I'm not sure.
It fell on the floor and then the table, like, across the dining hall, they applauded me. And I'm like, this is the most embarrassing day of my life.
That sounds vivid, and I feel like I wouldn't have forgotten that if I was there.
Oh wait, I didn't remember dining hall.
Yeah,
like, I remember one time we were eating together, and like mm-hmm. a group of guys sat with us, and you asked them to take a picture with them, and I was like, "What's wrong with you?" What? I still have that picture. You took a selfie with these random guys at our table.
Were they basketball players?
No, they weren't even basketball players. They were just random freshmen.
Oh, ew. That sounds like me.
Yeah. I also found a picture where we're in the lecture hall together. And you took a selfie. And you said, first day of class. And there's just a bunch of people behind you, like, looking into your camera. And just, like, wondering why you're taking that picture.
We were in the time of... but first, let's take a selfie. Okay, we were really a part of that. We were a part of that where you took selfies wherever you went.
I don't know, man. Usually, I mean, like, you could take a selfie of yourself, but you got a bunch of randoms in that picture.
I'm really thrilled. It's like, I'm going to remember this. Oh, my goodness. I just remember, I remember that. I like the dining hall. We would be up in there. I would love making salads and sandwiches. Little sandwich bar we had. Discover my love for Nutella. No, okay. What was that at Glenmore? What was that little thing?
Scotty's.
There it is. Scotty's really knew what they were doing with that monkey.
Their sandwiches were so good.
That monkey panini was everything.
No, the turkey one. The turkey sandwich was so good.
You look like the type to eat a turkey sandwich.
It's like a turkey melt. I don't remember.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good.
And do you remember when they stopped doing Ben and Jerry's and they started doing Tifties?
I don't remember that, but that would have been scarring.
Yeah, sure. It was traumatizing. It was very traumatizing that no more Ben and Jerry's were in the freezers anymore.
I know when we were sometimes bored, we would just walk to the market, the Glenmore market, and just look at stuff.
We would. We were a snacking duo.
We were a snacking duo, or we were also just like a window shopping duo.
Window shopping duo.
Snacks.
Yep. We would just look at things. We would just walk. I mean, like, just be out and about. We would walk
and do Snapchats either on the bridge or up the Pentland Hill or in an elevator.
That hill was devastating. How did we survive that for so long?
I know. Imagine getting your scooter up there.
Don't take me back there. Don't do it. Don't do it. She almost would make it. She made it pretty far a couple of times. Man. I didn't think it was great. I think you were a very quality roommate. It was a lot of laughs. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, sophomore year was definitely one of my more fun years.
I believe so too. I think so. I think it was just that, like, it was special because I think, like what you said, remember, like, our previous living situations.
I know.
were abandonment and just kind of messy. And then it blossomed into a beautiful butterfly. Remember my butterfly? Do you remember that?
Huh?
Do you remember I had a caterpillar for my class?
No.
Oh, maybe I just kept that to myself.
I just remember you taking condoms from... your class, and then, like, you wouldn't even do anything with it, like, you just had them just to have them.
Okay,
you stashed them in the food pantry at one point. Why?
Okay. Really? Out me out here. Yes, I would collect condoms because I thought they were very fascinating. Once we did the condom challenge, I was like, wow, there's so much you could do with these bad boys. You can blow them up.
I mean, they were pretty strong if they were able to do the condom challenge, and we dropped it so many times.
It was literally wild, and they have so many kinds. They have like flavored ones. There's female condoms. I just recently stumbled upon studded ones. This is wild. Okay. This is incredible. So yes, I do remember that. Actually, that's so funny. I brought that up today with a friend. I was like, yeah, I used to collect condoms. And like, what? I was like, so
weird.
Right? So wild. I mean, it's almost, remember the time? Okay, I don't know if you're gonna remember this, and this is really outing me. I feel like this is exposing me and not you, and that's fine because this is my podcast. But do you remember when I did my first edible?
I'm so surprised you're bringing that up, but I remember that vividly. Oh my gosh, I was doing my accounting homework, and then you came in and you're like, "Oh, my big gave me this brownie." And then I was like, oh, cool. And then, like, you come back and you're like, I ate a quarter of it. I'm like, what? You ate a quarter of it? And it was, like, your first time. And I was
cut up just a little square.
Yeah, and you came back and you were freaking out. And you're like, oh, my God, everything around me is just melting. And, like, your eyes were so heavy. And it was just so funny. And I was just, again, I was just doing my accounting. While you were freaking out, and I was like, Sin, just lay down.
I just remember like coming in there and be like my face is, it's melting. Like I really thought it was literally falling off of my face. I was like, is this gonna last forever?
Yeah, you were freaking out.
Oh gosh. I was yep. I even tried to get into my drawer. He's still got the evidence.
It's the funniest picture.
My face literally does look like it is melting away. So yeah. That I'm like, so I don't think I was capping. I think it was actually, this was really happening to me. I really tried to get into my drawer when I went to my room. I was like, if I just hide in here, it'll go away. I didn't fit.
I think I remember.
I couldn't fit in it. I think I remember getting out of it and coming back to you. I won't fit in my drawer. And then going back.
Yeah, it's like, I couldn't believe that you just randomly did it, like, for your first time and everything.
And I remember the next day I wrapped it up in aluminum foil and threw it away. It ruined me. in the actual dumpster, I said, this will never happen again.
Oh, and my yeah. gosh. You could have just found, like, any random person to give it to. Like
no,
I, 5 feet
no,
of our apartment.
No, we kept, I had to keep it off the streets, okay? I had to keep it off the streets. That's how potent and disrespected I was. My big was mad. She was like, what? You could have gave it to me.
I know, exactly.
And I was like, mm-mm. Long story short, I still am exactly the same way when edibles are involved, so. Nothing's changed. Oh,
I can't believe you tried it again after that.
It was 4 years later.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, you know, why not? And I was like, I almost called you, almost like, it's happening again. I still am not cut out for this. I'm through. Dana, I'm done.
Funny.
Have you had any experiences since with any of that? Go on the record.
I've never had an edible.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That scares me. I think you just scarred me for life.
Hey man, I'm glad. I'm glad I did. Because it had to stay off the street.
I should post that picture like on.
Don't do drugs, everyone.
Yeah.
Edibles are not your friends.
Schools. With DARE attached to it.
I was an advanced, like, poster child in elementary school. Like, I was, because our DARE was called advanced. Well, yeah, now look at me being the poster of it. How could you? You're no good.
You know those like commercials where it's like there's like a kid and he's like laying flat on the couch and he's like deflated and they're like, don't do drugs. That was exactly you. That's what you looked like.
That's how I felt. Like, I was just like, this can't be what people are into. Like, this sucks. This will never be me. I'm not cut off. People do this every day. Like, this
does
is how
it
they
again
get through.
4 years later.
Okay, hey, see, I told you that in confidence. I told you that
on your podcast.
On my podcast. It don't do drugs, guys. This is a unapologetic, free and safe space to share of your shortcomings and the positivity of having roommates. Okay, I guess my last question, because I've had you on here for far too long, and I have a bedtime. do you have any roommates now?
No.
You live alone?
No, I live at home right now. Why would I pay rent when I'm working from home?
Can we talk about it? You're blessed.
Wait, are you not? Where are you living?
Yes, I have three roommates. In Atlanta, and I love it. I think I'm the same way of like, if I'm not living at home, I would not be living by myself paying rent. I'd be like, why not share the cost? It makes way more sense for me. And just knowing, like, I think even like I've had so many people be like, oh, you should live alone, you know, once in your life before, you know, you get married or something like that, and then you have a permanent roommate forever.
I need someone to kill spiders for me, and like if there's like a demon in my apartment, I need them to attach themselves to not me.
Dana, how did we get here? How did we get from killing spiders to if a demon is in my home, I need it to attach to others? How does that mean? How is that?
No, like, I just can't do it.
Let me tell you what won't happen in my home is this. I'm like
that's exactly why I lived with you, Sin.
I was a good bait to attach to, but also was very spiritual, so I was on guard. Our house was holy. We had a holy home. I'm talking about splitting the rent, and you're like, who's gonna have the demon attached to this? And kill the spiders. Like, we're two different breeds. But you need a balance, folks. You need a balance. All in all, I'm really grateful that I lived with you and had that experience. Because I think, like, I won't even cap, like, having my, like, to be a freshman, to have two other roommates, and then, like, to hear, like, I'm not gonna live with you. Like, that hurt, you know? And then to like get into this next one and be like, oh, this is great. Like, there are good people, and there's certain people that you need to learn from and grow with. And I'm glad you were one of those people for me. And I'm so glad that you're on here. You know, how many years has it been since we like chatted? Like,
I don't know, because I don't think we even really talked senior year. So probably almost junior year, 2016-17.
Man.
Yeah, dang, 5 years. Yeah, it's our first conversation.
First back and forth. I mean, I see you on the Insta world. You know, I throw my hearts out. I throw my little comments in. Like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. It's always nice to get those. I'm like, oh, Sin still remembers me.
I see you. I see you. Aww. And I miss you, and I miss Boba, and I miss all of our chats.
Well, we should catch up one day.
We really should. Thank you so much, though, for being willing to chat it up on my podcast.
Of course, yeah. Thank you for having me. And it was really nice, like, you know, reminiscing and everything. And we shall see each other again one day.
We really will. I'll be back in LA. Or, you know, when I get my coins, I will fly you out. I will. Mark my words, Anchor. Mark my words, guys. I said I was going to fly Dana out. Y'all don't know it yet. You have a lookout. Dana and Sin take on VA. or wherever we go.
I would love to.
Yes. Well, you have a great night. Thank you so much again. Till next time, my friend.
This is really long.
This is so long, but hashtag, if you made it this far, you're not only a real one.
I hope you enjoyed this, Sunithia's grandma.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I'm just like, who would listen to that?
Only the real ones got this far.
Sunithia's grandma, the only real one.
Minnie don't listen. She don't listen.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Thank you, Auntie Kim.
Okay, well, have a good night, Sin.
Bye, Dana.
Bye.
As always, thank you so much for listening. It is an honor and a pleasure, privilege to have your attention. And you know where you can find me when I'm not on the podcast, acting crazy or in the streets, okay? Not of the streets, but in them. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at TheCynethia. That is TheCynethia. I'm also on Snapchat, as you heard. That's going to be at Cynethia M, Cynethia M. Yes, I have another Snapchat, but we ain't going to talk about that one because you heard. Anyways, thank you so much for tuning in to Sin Says. And God bless every single one of you in Jesus' name. Amen.